This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We are joined again on our program by Margaret Gray, a nationally syndicated columnist. She has an interesting column tomorrow that she has written entitled, Don't Shove the Fact You've Been Dumped in Everyone's Face. And it's kind of a self-help for women, isn't it, Margaret? Kind of taking Dr. Laura to the next level.
That's really a great description of it, Phil. It really is. You know, I was listening to your previous guest, and what he had to say made a lot of sense. I think women who have been dumped by men telegraph that fact to the entire world without even knowing it. And I thought if I could, in my column, I could go down the list of things women do that tell a man she's been dumped and that she's desperate. And you know, Phil, there's an old saying, there but for the grace of God go I. I've been fortunate. I've been married for some 36 years. Before I was married, I was a young actress, and I never really had the experience of a man. And I don't want this to sound as if I think I'm better than anyone, but I never really had the experience of a man telling me he didn't want me. It was just one of, in many ways, it was a curse for me that I was desired as a young woman, and I suppose in a lot of ways I still am. I see the way men look at me. But I see my friends, and I see other women that are desperate, and that's really why I wrote the article.
All right, well, the paper today is talking about your column, and I imagine, Margaret, that you're not drawing on personal experience, you're drawing on the experience of others and so on, in finding out, you know, what women do to telegraph this, what they do to send the message, hi, I've been dumped, or whatever.
Well, as a writer, I'm an observer of human nature, and you see women who've recently been dumped by men behaving in ways that are very predictable, that shouted out to the world, I'm a loser and a man doesn't want me.
Can we look at these one at a time from the column and we can get some comment from women?
Absolutely.
All right. The first one here is, you mentioned dancing to the song I Will Survive, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's what gave me the idea for it, listening to your previous guest. Dancing to that song is the biggest mistake that women make. It basically screams to the world, I've been dumped. Some man out there finds me so unattractive, he'd rather go without sex than have it with me. You can't do that. And I see women doing this. You want to pull them off the dance floor. I was with a couple of girlfriends, and we were out after a correspondence dinner at a place in Beverly Hills, and the song came on, and I looked at them, and I said with my stare, don't you dare. You know, they were halfway out of their seats, and I just gave them that look like, don't do it. And you know what? Fortunately for them, I don't know, they decided, this is, we better just leave this one alone.
All right. Now, you also mention one of the things that screams to men that you've just been dumped, signing up for a course at night school.
This is one, Phil, that I blame on the multitude of the little therapists out there, the marriage and family counselors. There's millions of them. These therapists tell a woman who's been dumped, sign up for a course at night. Well, let me explain something. A man goes to school at night to add to his professional knowledge, but he knows, when he sees a woman there, not an older woman now, not a woman of college age, he knows she's been dumped, and she's looking desperately for a man to have her. Again, you're saying to the world, I was thrown out by a man. Some man out there would rather spend time with his dog than with me.
All right, and as we make these, go down this list, we'll give our phone number out and take comments from people. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us on a column that she's written about how women telegraph to the whole world they've recently been dumped.
And Phil, again, I really see this as an extension of Dr. Laura's 10 things women do to mess up their lives. This is just an extension of that when women do these things.
All right, number three is the sudden diets that women go on.
Again, this is one that is particularly heartbreaking because these women are always getting compliments. Women who've been recently dumped and go on a diet hoping that it'll improve their looks, the first thing that happens is they get compliments, oh, look at how much weight you've lost. When a man hears that, he's basically hearing the words, you used to be fat and unattractive and a man dumped you. And he, of course, realizes in the off chance that another man will have you, you'll feel free to go back to the, you know, the Topps Charbroiled Burgers, the In-N-Out, etc.
All right. Number three or four here is sudden new hairstyles. I think that's point four. That they think sudden new hairstyles that can be flattering really aren't.
Yeah, what you pick up in a new look you lose when a man sees your new hairdo. Because what he sees is your own personal little statement that you're wearing on top of your head that says, I was dumped because I was ugly. So I'm trying a new hairstyle as if that's going to make your nose any smaller or your teeth any more straight. Men are going to turn off to that.
And then finally we have the point, vacationing with girlfriends, women together on vacation.
You know, Phil, Frank and I were in Mexico recently at Las Ventanas, a very exclusive resort. And I grabbed my John Grisham, I don't know which one it was, and I went down to the pool, and there they were, like props from Central Casting, the chairs all pulled together, the umbrella drinks, the chitter-chatter, a whole contingent of American women who've been dumped and are off to Mexico to talk about what garbage men are. You go on vacation with a girlfriend, and people will get the following message. I'm so ugly and desperate, I can't find a man to go on vacation with me. I need to go with a girlfriend.
All right. Before we get our number, 1-800-449-8686, the things that we've been talking about here, Ms. Gray feels, are signs that bellow to the world you've just been dumped, and therefore are, I guess being dumped is unattractive.
Oh my God, Phil, it's...
Let me ask you, what's wrong with letting people know you've been dumped?
Well, Phil, I just know that I would never do it. I would never do these things. I've never been dumped, as I mentioned. And look at me, I've been married for 36 years, so I would never do any of these things. And the other thing you need to understand, no man is going to want you if he knows another man has discarded you for the same reason. It's why we don't go over to another person's table in a restaurant and start eating off of their plate. You would never do that. So these are the little things that women need to understand.
So what do you suggest women do, all right? Say she's been, quote, dumped, and, she wants to get on with her life.
Look, the best thing to do is once a man has dumped you, sit down with him, ask him about some of the things that you did to make yourself look unattractive.
All right.
If you want, you can take notes. Ask him if you can record it. If he's busy, if he's currently in a relationship with another woman, don't worry about it. Maybe he can leave it on your voicemail, or ask him if he can join you and his new girlfriend for an afternoon and watch what she does that is better than what you did. Take notes. These are things, they're very, very bold ideas and very bold suggestions, but they're the very kinds of things that you're not going to hear the average psychologist tell you. And I think you do yourself much, much more by...
You're going to ask a woman to call up her ex-boyfriend or husband and say, look, let me take notes. What did I do wrong? Isn't that a little humiliating?
Again, Phil, it's nowhere near as humiliating as going on a diet that screams out, hi, I was fat and ugly. It's nowhere near humiliating as getting out on a dance floor and pumping your fist to I Will Survive or a Bee Gees song, How Deep Is Your Love? When you say to your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend, you know something? If I could spend the afternoon with your new wife and you as you go about your day just taking notes, sitting in the back seat, you won't even know I'm here, because I want to learn. I think people respect that.
All right, I mean, you know...
The man who dumps you is the one who knows you the best. Let him help you.
I can't imagine anybody being able to swallow their pride long enough.
Oh, but they can swallow their pride long enough to put on a ridiculous hairstyle or a futile attempt at losing, the 80 pounds that you need to lose. Why let yourself in for the heartbreak?
All right, Margaret Gray is with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. The five things that women do that just scream to the world they've been dumped, they need to stop doing it. And what you can do to get on with your life. She mentions dancing to the song I Will Survive, signing up for a course, going on a sudden diet, having a new hairstyle, vacationing with girlfriends. All of these things tell the world that a man has thrown you out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist on the five things women do to bellow to the world that they've been dumped. And she's saying, quit doing it, ladies. It makes you look desperate. Margaret, before we get to some phone calls, you were mentioning spending time with your ex-husband and his new wife.
You know, Phil, hold on for a minute, because I had a thought. I'm writing just a couple of notes. The notes that I'm writing here, if you've been dumped, there is reason. The notes that I'm writing here, Phil, if you've been dumped, there is reason why you've been dumped. If you could, even so much, now this is really bold. If you could so much as...
if you're writing while we're on the air...
I'm sorry, but I had this thought and I wanted to get it down. Even if you question them, yes, about their new sexuality, what's it like? One of the reasons why men dump women is that they become very pedestrian in bed. They're very boring. Obviously, the new wife or the new girlfriend is exciting them and creating a new paradigm.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lynn. Lynn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, hello.
Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I disagree. I think she just kind of countered her own thoughts there with that last comment. For one, she's saying if you do change, then you've been dumped. But if you don't change, then your husband's going to get a girlfriend. So I think that is just kind of indicative.
What if you do change, then you get dumped? No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, you're saying things like...
Please listen to what I'm saying. Don't tell me what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you go out and get a new... If you've been dumped and you get a new hairdo, that lets men know that you've been dumped.
You going to let people know that you've been dumped? Because just by changing a hairstyle
might
be enough to keep your husband happy.
That sends a message to a man that you were thrown out by another man.
Perhaps maybe in the dark ages, but those days are over, I hope.
I don't know how old you are, Lynn, but I'm very much involved in the world. I'm a writer, and I can tell you that men see very clearly when a woman is on a diet, she's basically saying, hello, I'm fat and ugly.
Okay, and so if she loses weight for her husband so she can look good, then the rest of the world will consider her dumped. But her husband might
I'm talking about women that have been dumped. I don't know what show you're listening to. But
Lynn's making the point that if a woman's losing weight for her husband, do you understand?
Well, still, that's a desperate sign. In other words, my husband's not happy with me. I need to make some quick changes, or he will file divorce papers.
No, maybe I'm not happy with myself, and I would like to look good, and occasionally I would like a new hairstyle, and occasionally I'm not so needy as to have to take a vacation just with my husband, because I'm secure enough in myself and my relationship.
Well, that's wonderful, Lynn. Good for you. I'm glad your marriage is working out. But I'm talking about women who have no longer have husbands. But thank you very much for calling.
Anyway, Lynn, thank you, dear. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over here to Maureen. Hello, Maureen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to tell this lady, I think she's full of crap. There's no way that any woman with any self-esteem or self-worth is going to call an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend and ask them to tell her what defects she has. Like, he hasn't given her a list already. There's no way I'd call my ex-husband. It took me 4 years of therapy to get over what he did to me.
Maureen, I empathize. I really do. I've never been divorced, but I can empathize. What if you could learn, though, in your therapy, it cost you how much money? An hour? $75, $100 an hour? I don't know.
It didn't cost me anything because I am also a therapist.
All right. So suppose you could save yourself the time and trouble with a therapist by just sitting down with your ex-husband and saying, let's go over the list again. I know you're not going to take me back.
No, you listen to me, okay?
I know you're not taking me back because I'm
too... to open themselves up to hurt that has already been discussed and dissected.
Oh, Maureen, be tougher than that.
I'm going to tell you something else. You are assuming, you are making blanket statements about women you have no right to make.
Well, Maureen,
I have gone on Now, hold on.
Now, you were dumped by your husband.
Be quiet and listen to me.
You were dumped by your husband, right?
I have gone on vacations with my girlfriends, and I am very happily in a marriage.
Very desperate.
I have gone on diets. I have cut my hair. And none of these things had anything to do with being dumped.
Maureen, the reason why we do these things is because there is a man who is disapproving of our look or our manner. You're cutting your hair. You're going on vacations. Is a statement that your husband doesn't want you around. So you're going on.
I beg your pardon.
Well,
listen,
look,
we've already been through one divorce.
Have you not? Have you been through one divorce or not? Yes. Now let's face the facts.
Do you
head
say
on.
That in a way that makes it sound as if the woman is at fault?
Maureen, let's
you
face the facts.
No,
head
no,
on.
No. You cannot
you
control another human being. That is impossible to do.
I'm not
and I don't
to.
Care. Let me tell you something. No matter how cute or how good looking a woman is, or how good looking or how nice a man is, or somebody out there that's sick of their crap. You cannot make blanket statements about people like that.
Maureen,
many women go on diets. Many men go on diets. That doesn't mean that they've been dumped.
Let me jump in here. Margaret, if a woman has been dumped or is no longer in a relationship, are you saying that these things are bad? Doesn't mean that if a woman goes on a diet, she's been dumped.
So what I'm trying to say is, yes, if you are like Maureen, your husband dumped you or whatever happened to Maureen, then she
you're
goes on a diet. Then you go on a diet. Did you go on a diet after you were after your
no.
husband?
No. You're assuming he dumped me.
What did you do? You must have done one of those five things. Either a diet.
No, ma'am, I didn't do any of those five things.
You didn't go back to school. You
I was in school.
Ah,
I was already
right.
in school.
There you go. That's there, right there. There it is.
No, she said she was already in school.
I was in school for 4 years before we were divorced.
Can I ask you a question? Now, I'm sure that you went out with girlfriends at that time to nightclubs and so on.
No, I don't go to nightclubs.
Did you ever dance to the song, I'm Going to Survive?
No.
Well, you know what, Maureen? Dishonesty. How can you
help? Because I don't fit...
Horrific. I'm sorry, Maureen.
Oh, I'm joking around.
No, I had to dump Ms. Gray for a comment she made.
Maureen, a man is not going to touch you now with a 10-foot pole because you refuse
to change. Oh, I got news for you, lady. I had men coming out of the woodwork. I also have I am in a very happy long-term relationship.
Well, I would say that having men who come out of the woodwork is not what I would say the highest quality of man. But you know what I hope
you have. Well, I didn't say I was dating them.
Right.
I just said nobody had a problem with the fact that I was divorced.
All right, Maureen.
You were also assuming that every woman that goes out with her friends or every woman who's gotten a haircut or decides to go
very
back to school or whatever it is, you're assuming they have been dumped. Did it ever occur to you that maybe I got a brain
Maureen,
and dumped him?
Maureen is indicating that she left her husband.
Okay, whatever you want to say, darling. I'm glad you're happy. Sure.
You've got to stop putting people in boxes, lady. It doesn't work that way.
Maureen,
people
thank you for your call.
People are diverse.
Got to take a break, or I got to go on another call. 1-800-449-8686.
Maureen, dear, all the best with those handsome men who come out of the woodwork. I mean, that just says it all for me, Phil. That is so tragic. Because
why?
She's talking about, I could have all the men who come out of the woodwork, meaning every bar trash, every golf course and golf resort trash. Sure, I'm sure she had herself a wonderful set of relationships with them.
All right, do we have time for another call, or should we take a break? All right, we're going to take a break. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. A very controversial column written by Margaret Gray of the Noonan Syndicate, in which it's titled, Don't Shove the Fact You've Been Dumped in Everyone's Face. She has five different points she makes. Things women do to basically tell men that the women were dumped by their ex-mates or ex-husbands, and that's why they're unattractive. And she says, even if you have to spend an afternoon with your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend while he goes around town with his new girlfriend or wife, taking notes, talking to both of them about what you did wrong, that's valuable. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show will return.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray from the Noonan Syndicate, her nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me, is featuring an article tomorrow entitled, Don't Shove the Fact You've Been Dumped in Everyone's Face. You had an intervention last month in Mexico with a group of American women that you saw at the resort you were staying at?
Yes, we did, Phil.
Tell us about that.
Phil, I, as I said, I'd gone down to the pool and I saw a group of women there. They were very obviously American. There's a certain cut of sunglasses and a certain way that Americans dress. You can't miss them. And I went over to this group of women. There were about four of them. And I sat down and I said to them, I want you to know, I introduced myself. My name is Margaret Gray. I don't mean any offense by this. But you don't know what damage you're doing to yourselves right now by sitting here at a resort hotel all together, all hating men, because you were not able to satisfy your men. I said, what it's doing, and they perked up, they listened to this. I said, what it's doing, every man that is walking onto this resort, into this pool area, whether it's in the cabana bar or the swim-up bar, they see you, and they automatically, I can see, it's almost as if they're smelling something bad. You can see almost the muscles in their noses twitch, and they order their drinks and just sort of go off by themselves. In other words, I said, you're just screaming to the world, hi, we're ugly, we're single, and men don't want us. And you know what they did? They hugged me, they thanked me. It was one of those moments where you just absolutely were, I was just glad to be alive. And
so they took this advice positively?
Absolutely. I've got the phone numbers of three of the girls, in fact. And you know what? The great thing is they stayed around for another two days, but they said they were leaving on Saturday, and they left actually on Thursday night.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the five things that women do to scream, hi, I've just been dumped by a man. Here is Leanne. Leanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi. You know what? If these three, four women hugged you and thanked you, they must have been really drunk out of their minds and just ready to hug and thank anybody, because nobody would be reacting that way.
You walking up to
them and saying that's full of garbage. You know what I mean?
Women who have just been dumped have a sort of doe-eyed expression on their face. And Leanne, just because people don't do what you do doesn't mean they're wrong.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, just because people don't do what you approve of doesn't mean they're wrong.
Hey, you should take your own advice. You know what I'm talking about? People that don't reinvent themselves all the time and improve themselves, they stay in a little box like you are right now with your little marriage going on and on with your fuddy-duddy.
Oh, my God.
Going forever and ever with the same person and not doing nothing to yourself or improving yourself. Oh, my God. Every time you get a haircut or lose weight.
All right, ladies.
Well, this woman is counseling going out and marrying six times. Everything that's really ruined this country, she wants to return it back to that. What's wrong with being with a man for 36 years. At least I know who I'm sleeping with next week, Leanne.
Oh, well, yes,
yeah.
So do I.
Oh, you do? Oh, my God,
yes,
you stay with a guy for longer than a week. Well, good for you.
Okay,
no,
now what
I stay with a guy longer than that.
Where are we going here, ladies?
It's not me that they get tired of him.
Leanne doesn't believe in marriage, and that's her right. But what I'm saying is, as she drifts from man to man, she's going to get old, and she's going to get wrinkled and tired-looking. And then it's going to be a little bit tougher to find those guys that won't mind bedding down with an old lady.
Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, my God.
You know, Leanne, reinventing yourself is one thing. Taking a course in flower arrangement to kill the boredom is another. That's what I'm talking about.
I've been with the same man for 15 years.
Here's a tip. Do you know what a justice of the peace is?
But I keep reinventing myself, madam. I keep improving myself. But I don't do it for him. I do it for me.
Well, how many illegitimate children do you have?
I don't have any illegitimate children. I have one legitimate child.
Oh, so you are married?
Yes.
Well, if you were mocking marriage as if it's a bad thing.
I'm not. I'm mocking you sitting there putting down other women because
exactly.
of the fact that they happen to not want to stay with the same man who treats them very badly. Why stay in a relationship where you're being treated badly and you have more self-respect than yourself?
I'm not saying
that. Do that. And if you are in that kind of relationship and you get out and you take a good look at yourself, you don't need this guy to tell you what's wrong with you.
You know very well
what you want to improve, and you do it for yourself, not for some stupid guy.
She's dominating the conversation. I don't think it's fair.
Well, she's making some very good points, if you want my honest opinion. And
she's making me look silly.
You have to live for yourself, but you don't live for the guy. Because that's when they're going to walk out
on
you.
That's right. And I think what Leanne's saying...
She's making me look foolish, and I'm the guest, and I have the...
You are foolish.
Mr. Henry, I insist you allow me to speak.
Well, I'm letting Leanne have her say, because what she's saying is reinvention is a very important thing.
But in the process, I'm looking like a boob to all of your listeners.
Well, I mean...
Leanne...
Hey, if the shoe fits...
She's making a lot of good points and making me look stupid.
That's the art of debate.
Leanne, if you didn't do it for yourself, you try to improve yourself so your husband will come to bed with you every night.
No, that one fell flat.
My husband comes to bed with me every night anyways.
You know what? I think the two of you are meant for each other. You, Mr. Henry, and you, Leanne. The two of you ought to just go into some white trash bar and commiserate. Good night.
She hung up. Well, Leanne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for putting a capper on our show this evening. I appreciate it. You've been married 15 years?
Yes.
And your husband, what does he do?
He's a retired attorney.
Hold on for a minute. She's called back. Get a load of this. Yes, ma'am?
Okay, so Leanne just called her husband a retarded attorney, and she is
retired.
Making...
retired!
You said retarded.
No, retired.
No,
I heard what she
retired.
Said.
Retired.
Go to the devil.
Jesus.
This is a joke, right? That was not for real, is she?
Oh, I don't think she's for real. I think she must be mental. I think she belongs where they just locked that other lady up. Leanne, thank you very much for the show, or for the call. 1-800-449-8686. What?
This woman thinks by giving herself bangs and taking a pottery course, she's going to keep Gramps alive for a few more months. Well, guess again. You can both go right down to the devil.